Its name means horned lizard. Not after the hornlets above its eyes, but rather for the blade-like appendage on its nose. It's the only predatory dinosaur known to have this distinctive feature.
Those horns, they're not for attack, they're for display. And if you're going to have a display structure, that means at least on occasion you get together and you show off to each other, say, look at me, I've got the biggest horn. So at least some of the time these guys got together in groups.
The Ceratosaurus stood nearly 4 meters tall, measured about 6 meters in length, and weighed over a ton. That made it a mid-sized predator in the late Jurassic period. Ceratosaurus may not have been large, but its oversized teeth worked much like a meat slicer.
He's got the most wicked-looking teeth of any predator that ever walked the Earth. He's got two different kinds of teeth. His upper teeth are immensely long and very blade-like, while his bottom teeth are a little stubbier and a little more powerful. What that tells me is when he grabs you, he uses the muscle in his jaws to push those lower stubby teeth into you. They're the anchor. Now he brings down the meat slicer and cuts a chunk of you out.